I would like to dedicate this shir, Zichr Nishmas, my grandfather, Rabbi Yaakov ben Hachaver Yehuda. Now this shir is going to be a little bit different than some of the others that I've given in the past, because here's a minhag that I came across. I found it interesting, so I decided to examine it, although it's not necessarily something which is so practical. It is, however, interesting, both halachically and historically, and potentially it could change the way you conduct yourself with your Arba Minim. So how did I come to this topic? While going through the Minhagim of Worms, Rabbi Yosef Shamish, if you look at number one, he writes as follows. The Haminog Likach Samaches Badei Arava Lululav. The custom is we take 68 Aravos for your Lulav, Kiminyan Lulav, which equals the numerical value of the word Lulav, Ukiminyan Chaim, and the numerical value of the word Chaim. The Remez, and this is an allusion to L'chol HaTorah, to the entire Torah, Hamasil Bebez, Torah begins with a Bez in Bereshis, Mesayim Belamed, it ends off with the word Yisrael, which ends with a Lamed, the Esrim V'Arba, and the books of Nevim and Ksuvim, Masil Bevav, Yoshua begins Vayhi, Mesayim Belamed, the last word in Divrei Hayamim is V'Ya'al, which is a Lamed at the end, Osios Lulav, this actually spells Lulav backwards, so there's an allusion here that if you keep the mitzvah of lulav properly, it's in a way like you're being mekayim the whole Torah, since these words surround the beginning and the end of Tanakh. Now this is pretty wild. I have never seen anyone add more aravos, and even though I've seen a couple of people add a few hadasim, that is clearly not typical, and I've never seen anyone with massive amounts of hadasim, so therefore this is worthy of some research. And most of the sources that are quoted come directly from the footnote that was in the Minhagim of Worms, which was written by Rabbi Yom Shlomo Hammiger. Now, the Minhagim of Worms is a good indicator of life in Ashkenaz, in Germany, and we'll be looking for other sources to show us this was in fact the German custom, and we'll see how other communities also conducted themselves. So let's begin with the source for how we know how many of each min you should take. So if we look in the Mishnah, in Sukkah, it says as follows, number 2, Rabbi Yishmael Omer, Shlosha Hadasim, Shtei Aravos, Lulav Echad Ve'esrog Echad. So it seems like what we do, right? You have 3 Hadasim, 2 Aravos, 1 Lulav, 1 Esrog. And now he adds, Afilu Shnaim Kitumim, Ve'echad Einu Katum. And Rashi says that's talking about the Hadasim, that even if 2 of your Hadasim have the tops clipped off, as long as one is not, then you're fine. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Afilu Shlashtan Kitumim. All 3 of them could have their tops cut off. It makes no difference. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Kishim Shalulav Echad Ve'esrog Echad Kach Hadas Echad Ve'arava Achas. So Rabbi Akiva holds, you only need 1 of every min. We today, we paskin like Rabbi Yishmael, at least in terms of the amounts of the minim. Now, in terms of the tops of the hadasim being cut off, there's a machlokas among the poskim if you could use them or not, and that is the machlokas we see between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Tarfon. And even though we don't generally use an arava or hadas that is katam, there are those that allow it. Now, some poskim say that if one is really stuck, b'shas hadchak, you could rely on Rabbi Akiva, since many of them are shown in paskin like Rabbi Akiva, that you only need 1 of every min, although, if you're using 1 of each min, Rabbi Akiva's shita is that they must be whole. They cannot be katam, meaning your 1 arava can't be katam, or your 1 hadas can't be katam, which is like Rabbi Yishmael. Right? There has to be at least 1 which is not katam. Now, there's a lot of machlokas revolving around this. If you look through the Rishonim, it's not clear at all as to who we paskin like. Let's see the Shulchan Aruch, number 3. He writes, Mitzvahs arba minim, sheyitol kol echad lulav echad, you take 1 lulav and 1 esrog 2, Ushtei aravos, ushlosha hadasim. So that we see is like Rabbi Yishmael. And now in the parentheses it says, uvimkom hadachak, dileka hadas kasher, sagi le, bichad dilokatum. And if you're stuck, you can't find the hadas which is kasher, then as long as it's not katum, you could rely on 1, and that is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. So far, we haven't seen anything regarding Rabbi Tarfon, but we will get back to that. So where does the Ashkenaz idea come from of taking massive amounts of aravos? So we don't have to look very far. The Torah says, in the name of Rav Amram Gon, and he was a major source for the standardization of Ashkenazic Minhagim, that some people would take 68 Aravos, and others would take 70. So let's see number 4. He writes, Kasav Rav Amram, Nohagu b'mkomenu, b'misivta, mikamadoros. The custom in yeshiva is, for many generations already, Shlo lepachos mishishim u'shmona Aravos, k'minyan lulav. We don't take less than 68 Aravos. Again, equals lulav. V'yesh mosifim, add shivim. Some people add an extra few to have 70. K'minyan haparim, because we bring 70 cows on Sukkos, and therefore, now as well, we're going to have 70 Aravos. I should just point out, even though I'm saying cows, they're actually not cows, they're actually bulls, which are being brought on the Mizbeach. Now let's go the other way. Where does the idea of taking massive amounts of Hadassim come from? So if we look at Sefer HaManig, he writes in number 5, Mishamati sheyesh mekomos shenohagim b'lulav samaches badim shel hadas k'minyan lulav. So it's the same idea that it equals lulav, but you're not using aravos, you're using hadassim. And he ends off by telling us that all these hadassim is not an isser of Baal Tosif. He writes, v'ze shenohagu laharbos bo k'dei lina'uso. Since it's for beautification purposes, it's not a problem of Baal Tosif. And we'll see that this is a machlokas. Now the Sefer Teshuvas HaGaonim, Shari Teshuva, also adds that you use hadassim. And the only way we know that he means hadassim is from his very last word. So let's see here. He writes in number 6, V'achshav nohagu b'mkomenu b'misivta kamadoros. So same lashon we saw before. For many generations, we're accustomed to doing as follows. Shlo pachos mishishim u'shmona minyan lulav ba'aguda. We won't take less than 68 in a bundle. Now, we don't know what he's talking about yet. V'yesh misha oseh shivim k'neged ayin parei achad. Some people take 70, which is the amount of cows that are brought for korbanos. V'yesh misha oseh samach tes. So we have a new shita. Minyan hadas. Aha, so now we know he's talking about a hadas the entire time. Some people take 69 hadasim, which equals the word hadas, right? Samach is 60, then you have 5 and 4, so that's 69. Here's another source. This comes from Halachos Psukos Min HaGaonim, although I have no idea if he's talking about hadasim or aravos, because it doesn't say. If you look at number 7, he writes, Kaimalan Kirabi Yishmal, the Omar Shlosha Hadasim. Ushtei aravos, v'lulav echad, v'esor gachad, v'afilu shnayim kitumim, v'echad sheinu katam, v'achshav nohagum komenu, v'mesivta kamadoros, shalo lepachos mishishim mishmona badin, minyan lulav. So it's, to me at least, it's ambiguous. I'm not really sure which one he's referring to. At this point, we have seen the minimum amount required, both according to Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, and we have seen poskim who say you could add anywhere between 68 to 70 hadassim or aravos. However, and here's the big however, the Rambam comes along and he says clearly, you could only add hadassim, and if you add anything else, you ruin the mitzvah. It's puzzle. Let's see the Rambam number 8. He writes, Kamenotel mehen, how many should you take? Lulav echad, ve'esor gachad, u'shnei badei arava, u'shlosha badei hadas. So it's what we do, Rabbi Yishmael. V'imratza lehosif behadas, if you want to add more hadassim, that's fine. That's called beautification of the mitzvah. Aval shar haminin. But if you want to add anything else, you want to add 2 lulavim, or 50 or 60 or 70 or whatever, aravos, ein mosifin al minyanam. You can't do that. Ein gorin mehan. You can't take less either. You cannot follow Rabbi Akiva. You must take 2 and 3. Vim hosif ogara, puzzle. Now the question is why? Why should it be puzzle? So the Rambam holds that it's Baal Tosif, and this is what the Ravid says, and the Ravid argues with the Rambam, and he says it's not Baal Tosif. So let's see number 9. Kama notel, cause of Haravid, lo shamati me'olam puzzle v'zeh, v'lo iser tosafes, v'lo girua. There's nothing wrong with adding, he says, and I assume from v'lo girua he means you could even follow Rabbi Akiva if need be. Now many of the Rishonim argue with the Rambam besides for the Ravid. But let's just quote Tosfos. We'll see 2 different Tosfos. We'll start with Tosfos in Sukkah in number 10. Tosfos is very clear. Afilu nosin kama hadasim v'kama aravos b'lulav ein ze Baal Tosif. He says, it's not so. There's no Baal Tosif issue. Afilu l'man damar tzarech eged. Ela im kain, mean how could you be over on Baal Tosif? Mosif min acher, kidefrishis besof ra'uhu basin. So if you decide, well, I'm going to add an extra min, let's say, you know, I'm going to add an apple in besides the other four minim, that is Baal Tosif. And the next Tosfos we'll see is from Rosh Hashanah. He's even more explicit that there is no issue of Baal Tosif. Number 11. D'lo shayich Baal Tosif ba'asiyas ha-mitzvah shtei pa'amim. If you do a mitzvah two times, there's no issue of Baal Tosif. Uberkas ko'anim nami, afilu mevarchin kama pa'amim l'tzibur achad. Inza Baal Tosif. So if you're a Kohen and you go from shul to shul doing Birkas Kohanim, not a problem. Ela im kein mosif bracha achas. However, if there is a way to be over on Baal Tosif, you add your own bracha. Kigon Yosef aleichem kacham. You find up a nice pasuk, add it in, o kiyotze ba, or a different pasuk. V'chein im nata lulav kama pa'amim beyom. Let's say I want to pick up my lulav 10 times today. O ochel bepesach kama zisim shal matzah. Or I'm going to be eating matzah multiple times, all these things ain't a Baal Tosif. V'chein b'hadas, v'arava shebelulav, afilu nosin kama hadasim. V'kama aravos belulav, ain't a Baal Tosif, afilu l'man domer tzarech eged. Ela im kein mosif min acher. So again, unless you add another min to your minim, you're not over on Baal Tosif. Now, the reason the Rambam allows you to add hadasim is because he holds it's noi mitzvah. Now, why that doesn't apply to any of the other three, I didn't really look into, so I'm not sure. Now, in Ashkenaz, the minog followed of Amram Gon, as we quoted in the Torah, to take massive amounts of aravos. So let's see some of the Ashkenaz poskim. Start with the Arzarua. Arzarua is one of the Hasidei Ashkenaz. He says it was common in Ashkenaz to take 71 aravos, which is a new shita. We haven't seen that yet. This is number 12. Hare pasaknu de halacha k'Rabbi Akiva. We paskin like Rabbi Akiva, meaning you need one of every min. Di avid chad velo katim kasher. V'hu adin la'arava, shadi ba'arava achas. V'dayu be'esrug v'lulav v'hadas echad v'arava achas. U'chmeduma ani shekach re'isi b'tzarfat osin. We're going to get back to this. This is very important. Now he turns to Ashkenaz, though. Avol yeshno agin. There are those that do as follows. She'osin ayin aleph pe'iros. They come up with 71 shel arava, 71 aravos, kiminyan lulav. Zehu samuches. The Gimel Keneged Esrog. So you have your bundle of Aravos. The Gimel Keneged Esrog Lulav Hadas. And you add three more to equal the Esrog Lulav and Hadas. Hare Ayin Aleph. You come out with 71. And what's that? Keneged Sanhedri Gedola V'chein Minog B'Yeshiva. And it equals the Sanhedrin. Now why that's important, I don't know. But that's what he says. Now the Mordechai says, we take 68 Aravos. Plus we have three ties on the lulav, which equal the three avos, and altogether that equals the amount of the Sanhedrin. Now clearly, this is slightly different than the Arzarua, but only in a small way, because they're still coming out that you have 71. Question is, how did they get there? So according to Arzarua, you actually put 71 aravos. According to the Mordechai, you have the three ties on your lulav already. So he writes, Mordechai number 13, Halacha Karabi Tarfon. Umihu, Ibai Avid Nami Krabi Akiva. So we put in Rabbi Tarfon here that they could all be katum. Damar Afilu Chad Velo Katim, V'chein Perush Ravan. Right? So if you go with Rabbi Akiva, you cannot have any that are katum. The Ananahigan Litala Rava, Kaminyan Lulav. Well, we take 68 Aravos. Ushlosha Kisharim, but we have the three ties on our Lulav. Kneged Shlosha Avos, Shusachakol, Kaminyan Sanhedrin. The Hagos Maimonios, he says the exact same thing as the Mordechai, but he's explicit when he mentions Ashkenaz. If you look in 14, he writes, second line down, Uvachol Eretz Ashkenaz, Nohagin Likach Arava Kiminyan Lulav, Samachas, Gimel Kesharim, Hare Ayinal, Kiminyan Sanhedrin. Let's move along to the Maharil. The Maharil is considered the father of Ashkenazic Jewry. If you look in number 15, at least in terms of Minhagim, Nishal Lemahari Segel. Amay notlin samaches kiv ole de arve nachal lelulav. Why do we take 68 aravos? Veheshiv kimiyan lulav samaches. We do this in order to equal 68, which is lulav. Viromes, and this hints to the fact that kol amikayim mitzvos lulav, whoever does the mitzvah of lulav, kilu kaim kol hatorah, like we saw already in the Minhagim of Worms. Shenirmaz Techilaso Vesofa Lululov, that it's hinted to in the text. We have Beis Debereshis, Lamed of Delay Enei Kol Yisrael. We have Vav Techilas Vayikra. Now, why he comes on to Vayikra, I have no idea. Then we have Lamed Delibasof Sefer Divrei Hayamim, Shu Siyum Chafdal Sfarm Hare Lulav. So it comes out that you have Lulav written in Tanakh, beginnings and the ends. I don't know why he's saying it differently than Menhagim of Worms said. Presumably, the Menhagim of Worms makes more sense because he's starting with the beginning of Yehoshua. V'chein Isa Nami v'Maharak. Now, v'gimel agudos, shabalulav neged gimel avos, this is like the Mordechai and like Hagos Maimonios, that the three ties that you have are keneged the avos, Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, so that's Ayin Aleph, Samaches giv'olim shalulav, v'gimel agudos, harehein Ayin Aleph, keneged Ayin Aleph Sanhedrin. Now, the Yosef Omitz, he writes in number 16 that we follow the Maharil, but he cautions that every day you have to add two new Aravos to your 68. So the next day will be 70, and then 72, and 74, etc. Because he writes that when you're starting out with 68, for the extra Aravos, or maybe Hadassim if you're going with the other opinion, beyond the mitzvah, people are not makbid to use those that are not katum, meaning you're using ones that are katum. And additionally, the leaves are constantly falling off since there are so many that are packed together. And I think he even says that you remove the leaves in order to make them all fit. So he writes, L'didan b'nei Ashkenaz, dimin hagenu al pi maharil, litol samaches ba'de arav lehoshana. Tzarech diktuk uzihiros, la'ayin, sheyiyu l'pachos, shenei badim shlo niktimu roshehem. You have to make sure, you have to be very careful, that two of them are not katum, are not cut off, and that most of their leaves are still intact. Yan mipnei riboy habadim, because since we take so many of them, regilin lahasir mehem rov alehen bekavana, we actually go and remove most of the leaves beforehand ourselves. Kedei shelo tia muvulbelis be'alin al pnei arka delo havi hider, because if your entire lulav is just covered in leaves, he says that's not a hider. Now, why having sticks alone is a hider, I don't know. V'tov be'enai. Litchov kol yom shnei badin chadashim toch harava. Every single day you should stick in an extra two aravos. Ki kol yom v'yom noshim alehen, because the leaves are constantly falling out. We know that the arava is, compared to the other three, it really falls apart the fastest. V'zeh yuchal la'asos b'li hotza, and this is something you could do for a minimal expense. Lachin iser va'onesh arava psula gadol yogser v'yoser me'onesh shar haminim. So, what he's telling us here is that the onesh of having a pasul arava is worse than the other minim, and I'm really not sure why. Perhaps it's because it's so cheap to get new aravos. I'm not sure. Kimo she'amru chachamenu zal she'onesh bitul tzitzis lavan yoser meruba me'onesh bitul techilas mipnei tamza. So it's worse to be mevatel the white part of the tzitzis than the blue part, because the white part is cheaper. Now, it's interesting, because first we saw in the Maharil that if you fulfill the mitzvah of lulav, it's like you fulfilled the entire Torah in a way. We see from the Yosef Omitz that we specifically want to use aravos because there's something special about aravos, that they're very, very important. Oh, and we also quoted them in Haggim of Worms. Now, why aravos? Besides for the Yosef Omitz, there might be a practical reason. It's possible that hadassim were uncommon in the Rhine area, but aravos were readily available. Like in these areas around here, aravos are very available, and it wouldn't be the easiest thing to find 68, but it's certainly not impossible. Hadassim, though, you'd have to spend a lot of money to be able to do that, and we could assume that it was the same thing in Germany. Now let's go the other way. In France, as we already said, in the name of the Arzarua, the custom was not to add aravos. Not only that, they followed Rabbi Akiva. Now, so let's go back to number 12. Again, he writes, V'dayu be'esrog v'lulav v'hadas echad v'arava achas u'chimeduma ani shekachra isi b'tzarfadosin. This is what they did in France. Now, Austrian Jewry, a little later in history, generally followed French Jewry in terms of Misora. So let's quote two Austrian sources. The first one is the Leket Yosher. He tells us that the custom in Austria was to take two Nuaravos every day, which is like the Yosef Ometz, except the Yosef Ometz tells you, leave them in. Leket Yosher says, no, you have to replace them. However, when it comes to Hadassim, some people had more than the minimum. So let's see. He writes, start about a little more than halfway down. Ukeshelokach, this is number 17. Ukeshelokach Arava Chadasha, Eno Kosher Kesharim Chadashim. You don't need to make new knots when you take your new Aravos. Ki Haminog BeAustria, Shelachu Rak Shtei Bade Harava Lelulav. We take the minimum. We only take two. Kol Yimei Asukos, Ubechol Yom, Bechol Amoid. Lachu Ha'arava Heshana Min Halulav. You take the old Aravos out. Vinosnin Arava Chadasha Bimkoma, you replace it with a new one. Aval Al Hahadas, Eino Makbid, Imhoya Belulavo, Dalid O Chamesh Badim. But when it comes to your Hadas, you could have four or five of them. It's not a problem. Now, Rabbi Isaac Turnow, is located in Austria, and the Ramah relies on him fairly often. He says explicitly, two Aravos and three Hadasim. However, he says you could add more of either one. So let's see that in number 18. He writes, Vikach Shnei Bade Arava. Skip down two lines. Vigimol Bade Hadas. Vikosher Im Halula. Tie them together. Viesh Omrim. Some say, she to the Rambam, right? You're not allowed to add. V'nir Ali, the Tov Lahosif, Beis Ogimel, that of either men. She'az Mimanav Shach Yish Behen, Beis Ogimel Kasherim. If you're concerned that one of them might not be kosher, so add an extra two or three of each one, and then you're for sure going to be covered. Now, what does all this do for us? So, going further in history, Polish Jewry generally followed the Austrian Minhagim. And therefore, in Eastern Europe, it was uncommon to see anything more than two Aravos and three Hadassim. Although perhaps, like Yosher and Rav Isaac Turnow say, maybe you'd find some people that had a couple more Hadassim or Aravos that were stuck in. Now, the Shulchan Aruch paskins in an interesting way. He says, you could take as many Aravos and Hadassim as you want, which is the opinion of many of the sources we quoted already. It's actually a combination of both. However, the Mechaber ends by leaning towards the French, Austrian, and Polish custom, which is not even like the Rambam, which is interesting, that one should not add anything more than the minimum. So let's see that inside. He writes, number 19, Lo yitel yoser milulav echad v'esrog echad, avo ba'arava v'hadas, musif ba kol mashe yirtza. So you can't add anything besides arovos and hadasim, and you could add as many of those as you'd like. The hamidaktikim, but those that are careful, einam mosifin al shtei aravos u'shlosha hadasim avos. You take the bare minimum, which is, according to Rabbi Yishmael, two aravos and three hadasim. Now the Bir Halacha explains. He writes, hine shtei aravos hu efshar kedei lotzeis das Rambam. Why only two aravos? Because that's the Rambam's opinion, at least initially. Shemit tchilo hayadaitu lesor b'zeh. Initially, the Rambam wanted to say that that's Baal Tosif. Now, this implies that the Rambam changed his mind later. Avol b'hadasim gam hu moda b'la hetera. Even the Rambam says it's okay. Kimavur b'hadyam b'dvarav dimistama hu l'noi. Why is he adding hadasim for beautification? Fulai hatam al pisod. So maybe you have to have two and three al pisod, which is pretty funny because everything we've mentioned now has been remez or sod, whatever it is that you have connected lulav and Sanhedrin and Chaim. So I don't know. Upashit dehichi sheyesh lo kitzat suffik al eze bad shel hadas va'arava. However, the Mishnah Berurah writes, let's say you think that one of your hadasim might not be good, or one of your aravos might not be good. Usheroesha alehem rakim ma'od va'alulim lipol ma'od alehem. Or let's say they're falling apart. You have leaves falling all over the place. Both in ze pashit deyucha lahosif kama sheyirtze. In such a situation, you should add as many as you'd like, ve'in l'medaktik, l'edaktik b'zeh. And if you're such a medaktik, you should not be medaktik on this. You should add the extra one, so you're for sure going to be yotze. Now, when I sent this shiur to Rabbi Yisrael Strauss for review, he said to me, he said, this is very difficult to understand how this was the custom in Ashkenaz, because if you look in the Siluk, on the first day, written by the Kalir, the first day of Sukkos, he says explicitly, you should take three hadasim and two aravos. So how does this work with all the opinions that say you should take either more hadasim or more aravos? So just to read it inside, if you look in an art scroll Machzor on page 258, 259, so that's where this is quoted. It says, in the merit of the myrtle branches that symbolize the patriarchs three. So clearly, he's telling you it needs three hadassim. And by Aravos, it says explicitly, two is the set amount of willow twigs. And he compares it as the same as the angel's two flight wings. So my thought was that Rabbi Elazar HaKalir is telling you what the halacha is. He's not telling you an extra minhag. He's just telling you the basic halacha. However, when I asked this to Rav Hamburger, so he said no. He said that Rabbi Elazar HaKalir lived in Eretz Yisrael. And this custom of taking more hadassim, or I guess haravos, is really from Bavel. So this was not known to Rabbi Elazar HaKalir. This was not definitely not his specific custom. Now another thing I thought of was that maybe this was only for the Bnei Yeshiva. Because we said several times, we said the Masifta, the Yeshiva, this is what they used to do. Maybe not everyone did this. And again, Rav Hamburger disagreed with me. And he said, no, that this was a well-known custom throughout Ashkenaz. So in summary, we have early sources from the Gaonim and on that say one may add somewhere between 68 and 71 aravos, and this is the Ashkenaz custom. We have early sources that say one should add 68 hadassim. We have the Rambam who holds, it's at least initially, that it's usher to add anything besides hadassim. We have shown that the Eastern European custom was to stick to the minimum amounts, according to Rabbi Yishmael, and the Shulchan Aruch favors this approach by telling us that a medactic won't add more than the minimum. And according to the Mishnah Brura, if your hadassim and aravos are in poor shape, then you could add some more. Now, sadly, we could conclude that in later times in Ashkenaz, this entire custom was lost. And we started the shir by saying that this lecture might not be so practical, but it might influence the way you perform your mitzvah of Arba Minim. And we quoted that the mitzvah of Arba Minim has an idea attached to it that it's equal to performing all the Torah in some way, and that the Aravos have a special feature to them that somehow it's worse to have a Pasal Arava than it is for to have the other three, that one of Ashkenaz descent would have the right to go back to this and add these 68 Aravos, or 69, or 70, or 71. And this would be returning a lost Minhag Yisrael to its proper place. And although I certainly don't do this, and I'm not advocating anybody should do this, if someone would want to, there's definitely room for this. Okay, thank you for listening.